Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Mother's Day weekend. The weekend where we show all the mothers in our life how much we appreciate them. Being extra nice to them. The absolute least that you can do on Mother's Day is not lie to your mom. Come on. I mean, can you hold off on that for one
Monday?
Yeah, until Monday. And then start back up with the BS. Especially when you're a grown-ass human being. Lying to your mom. You shouldn't do that, Melissa. Because you
hey,
like,
hey.
Imagine still lying to your
mom. It's not necessarily lies. It's more like little white lies.
Right, not little white lies.
And I know I'm not the only one who does it.
She's lying about her life.
Literally. I just...
And you're lying about your lies. Because these were, if we're talking about what we were talking about off air, these were bold-faced lies you told to your mother.
Listen, listen. There's certain things parents just don't need to know. And I know people can back me up on this. Please.
That is true.
There's certain things.
833-973-0969. I'm not disputing that. However, your entire lifestyle. If right now, if we got somebody who listened to the show for like 5 minutes and said, quick, describe Romero, describe Pebbles, describe Melissa. I bet my left nut that they would say something about gambling, the casino, a slot machine, Encore, when it came to describing you.
You could bet both of them.
Yes.
Right, okay. But see, and she knows that I do enjoy going to casinos and whatever. She knows that. The thing is that she doesn't realize how much I go. However, here's the problem.
She knows.
There's a little problem. Yesterday, I took her to the Encore, so we went to brunch at Rare. The little problem is that I happen to know everyone there.
Melissa! Yeah.
So as soon as I walked in, like, everybody was just like, hey,
which,
like,
you know
what I mean?
We've said that many times.
Right. So she just keeps stopping and looking at me, and she's like, how do you know all these people? I said, it's their job. This is what I always say.
Oh, it's their job.
It's a five-star resort. Right. It's their job. To know all the regulars by name, and that's their job. It is.
Do we have a bell every time she tells a lie?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, so that was one.
No. Yes, that's great.
Not a lie.
What a great idea.
I am going to quote my good friend George Costanza from Seinfeld. It is not a lie if you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
And that's a lie. Ding.
Okay.
Yeah, keep talking.
So
go ahead. I'm going to find this.
So the meal was pretty pricey. It was like $90-something dollars a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a comp to cover it. Now, mm-hmm. comps typically are given when you spend a little money and, you know, your host is like, oh, congratulations, you know, here, get some free food. That's usually how they're given. So I was given a comp for the meal. So my boy Will, the waiter, came over and was like, oh, it's, you know.
Your boy Will, the waiter.
I'm like, here, take my card, the comps on my card. My mother looks at me. She goes, you got a comp? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, how much was the comp for? I go, it's fine. It just covered the meal. It's fine. How the hell are you getting a comp like that? She asks me. And I told her, it's because they like me.
I couldn't find a ding sound, so you're getting a cat meow.
No, I just said they like me, and, you know, that's what they do when they like people.
Right.
She believed me.
She believed that.
Yes.
Do you think that she really believes you, or that she's lying to you about believing you because she doesn't want you to go deeper into your... Into
Mama's
hole.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're digging for yourself.
Listen.
Like, she's oh, my God, my daughter's a mess.
I will say it again. There's certain things parents just don't need to know. Like, what's the point? Why would I just tell her that just so she can come back and lecture me? I don't need to hear. I am a certain year old. I don't need to hear a lecture from my mother.
What's she going to do? She going to punish you?
No, it's not even so much that. She just doesn't need to know.
Take your car away.
There are certain things, and I would love, whenever people are calling, I'd love to know what you lie about with your parents, because...
Because it'll make her feel better.
It makes me feel better, but I just... Hearing the funny things that people lie about, I think, like, I bet I have a lot of weed smoking friends. I bet a lot of my weed smoking friends are going to lie to their parents about how much weed they actually smoke. I bet that would be one of them.
Mel's like, let me just give you all these examples so you can call and make them feel better.
Right. Somebody call and say this. Somebody call and say this.
Don't lie to your parents.
If you are an addict.
Shut up.
Pebbles. Call up and defend me.
Smell a little crack in you. The more I look at you, the more you smell like crack.
Mine would be like little white lies.
Like
if my mother asked me, did you do something for your niece or whatever? And I'd be, I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
But I'll say, yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lie. That ain't no little white lie. That's a lie.
No, but
that's a bold-faced lie, Pebbles.
But it's over something like so minor. It's not like my entire lifestyle I'm lying about.
No, it's not even that. No.
It's levels. Like Ramiro, I always say, there's levels.
Don't lie.
I'm an adult. Not only that, but I tell them about the bad stuff I did when I was a kid. I'm like, what are you going to do?
Great.
Statute of limitations.
Leroy, you lie.
Nah, I used to, but not anymore.
I used to lie all the time. And then I grew up. And now I'm like,
okay. I'll be proud and admit it. I don't care if no one calls. I still lie.
My mother hates tattoos. Every time I get a new one, I send her a nice picture of it. All right, we're talking about how Melissa still lies to her mom. And here's the thing. Like, there's lies, and then there's, like, terrible lies. Melissa, who is known as the gambler, the queen of the encore, some people call her. She's trying to lie to her mom about how often she hangs out at the casino. Think about that.
You know, I have a feeling a lot of these are going to have to do with money, because we asked the question on our page on Facebook, and already we have Nicole and Francesca saying how much money I spent on something.
You could probably lie to your mother and say that you're married and lie to her about your husband and not somehow have, like, every time like your mom is around, somehow be like, he's working or whatever. And get away, and your mom would believe that more than you lying to her about your gambling habits. Melissa brings her to the encore.
Don't tempt me.
She brings her to the encore for brunch. The encore where Melissa gets everything for free. When she goes to pay for the brunch, of course it's free. Her mother's like, why don't you have to pay for that? And what was your terrible answer?
Because they like me.
Okay. Because they like me.
I mean.
So when you have to pay at a restaurant. Melissa wants you to believe
at a casino. No,
that
you
when
get,
you have to pay her for food at a restaurant, it's because they don't like you.
Shut up.
You might have liked the food, but the restaurant does not like you, which is vis-a-vis, you got to pay us now. We liked you. It would be free. What's your name? Papa Brady? What?
Yeah, Papa Brady.
What's up, Papa Brady?
How you doing, Papa Brady? Hey, Leroy. Leroy knows my mother. Either way.
Okay.
Grace. Oh, yeah, from Grace Church. Either way.
Okay.
Papa Brady's here, and I got to tell you, so every Mother's Day, that you know, I always like to bring up certain embarrassing stories, but my mother always asks about this one story. And he's like, well, you never told me how the house got trashed. I was like 18 years old, and I had like a risky business type of party. I used to go, I kid you not, I met this girl who I didn't know was a lady of the evening.
Right.
And then she had a bunch of friends, and then it got a bunch of my friends together. I made upwards towards, it was really 3,000, but I only got to bring home like 24. because as my mother couldn't reach me, she called one of my friend's parents to come over and check on me.
Oh, Lord.
And they walked in on the party. And I bribed the mother with $500 to tell my mother.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful. So,
wow.
Okay, Papa Brady, you don't have to tell me exactly how old you are, but are you still 18?
I am not.
Okay. Why to so this day?
So this lie has been going on for decades.
He's holding on. He got the death grip on it.
But why?
For decades. Is he still going? You never told me how the house got trashed. Now I want to keep it in mind. My mother's always owned the house, and she's always kept the kids on a different apartment. Her kids.
Yeah.
So it was not her house that was trashed, but when she came home, she's like, what's going on? Where's this at? I was like, oh, my friend had a couple of dogs over, and they ran running around. And she's like, well, is that dog feces in the closet? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how we got there. Yeah. Somebody mistaken the closet for the bathroom at one point.
He said, you know his mom. Are you going to tell his mom the truth?
No. I would never snitch. But Papa Brady, hit me up on social media so I know who this is. I have no idea.
Well, I still understand, though. But why can't you be like, hey, mom, I'm a grown-ass man. You can't punish me. Yes, I had a party with a hooker that day.
No. I am her angel.
See? Out of all the things. There's just some things you don't want your parents to know.
So you're the angel, Melissa.
No, I'm not an angel, that's for sure. No, but somebody commented on Facebook, I don't lie about anything. My parents don't control me. It's got nothing to do with control. It's more so you just don't want to hear it. Like, I don't want to hear a lecture. I don't want, like, you know what I mean?
And I think, too, a lot of times people don't want to disappoint their parents, no matter how
that's
old
another
you
thing.
That's not
that's
it.
Another thing.
No, you don't want to hear her mouth. You already said it.
That's number one.
I believe Pebbles doesn't want to disappoint her mom.
That's number one. I will say it. This is another good one. Jose messaged us and said his lie to his mom is that apparently his mom will babysit the kids while he's at work.
Yeah.
But all the days he takes off of work, he still says he's going to work. He'll put his work clothes on and everything and goes to work when he's really taking days off just so they can babysit.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.